Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening,
Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All righty, and Sister Shirley. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Dot, good evening.
Good evening.
All righty. I'm going to let Hubert go ahead and start reading Joshua 24 while others do.
Joshua 24. Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel as teachers. He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your forefathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, lived beyond the river and worshiped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from the land beyond the river and led him throughout Canaan and gave him many descendants. I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. I assigned the hill country to the seer to Esau, but Jacob and his son went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I afflicted the Egyptians by what I did there. And I brought you out. When I brought your father out of Egypt, you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued them with chariots and horsemen as far as the Red Sea. But they cried to the Lord for help, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians. He brought the sea over them and covered them. You saw with your own eyes what I did to the Egyptians. Then you lived in the desert for a long time. I brought you out to the land of the Amorites who lived east of the Jordan. They fought against you, but I gave them into your hands. I destroyed them from before you, and you took possession of their land. When Balak, the son of Zippor, the king of Moab, prepared to fight against Israel, he sent for Balaam, son of Beor, to put a curse on you, but I would not listen to Balaam. So he blessed you again and again, and I delivered you out of his hand. Then you crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho. The citizens of Jericho fought against you, as did also the Amorites, Perizzites, Canaanites, the Hittites, the Gesurites, the Hivites, and Jebusites. But I gave them into your hand. I sent the hundred ahead of you, which drove them out before you, also the two Amorite kings. You did not do it with your own sword or bow, so I gave you a land on which you did not toil, and cities you did not build. And you lived in them and eat from vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefather worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefather served before the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, forbid from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us out of our fathers up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great miracles before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among the nations to which we traveled, and the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God. Joshua said to the people, you are not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve fervent God, he will turn and bring disasters on you and make an end of you, as he has been good to you. But the people said to Joshua, no, we will serve the Lord. Then Joshua said, you are witness against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord. Yes, we are witness, they replied. Now then, said Joshua, throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your heart to the Lord, the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, we will serve the Lord our God and obey him. On that day, Joshua made a covenant for the people. And there at Shechem, he drew up for them decrees and laws. And Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak, near the holy place of the Lord. See, he said to all the people, this stone will be a witness against us. It has heard all the words the Lord has said to us. It will be a witness against you if you are untrue to your God. Then Joshua sent the people away, each to his own inheritance. After these things, Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. And they buried him in the land of his inheritance at Timnath, Sephiroth, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gash. Israel served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him and who had experienced everything the Lord had done for Israel. And Joseph's bones, which the Israelites had brought up from Egypt, were buried at Shechem in the tract of the land that Jacob bought for 100 pieces of silver from the son of Hamor, the father of Shechem. This became the inheritance of Joseph's descendants. And Eleazar, son of Aaron, died, was buried at Gibeah, which has been allotted to his son, Phinehas, in the hill country of Ephraim. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hilbert. We'll go ahead and do a roll call. Okay, we have Mom, we have Hilbert, we have Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Loretta, and Daniel. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let's just go ahead and get right on into our program today. So welcome to the Nellum Family and Friends Walking with Jesus Weekly Program. We're a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. We I can't speak. We unite on this day that the Lord has made. So let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. We're going to have the opening prayer, which is led by Auntie Betty. All right. Excuse me, guys. There's a lot of background noise. We're going to do the opening prayer, which is led by Auntie Betty.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was praying and I didn't have it on. Let us pray to the all wise God, seen, unseen, all knowing, all loving, and all compassionate. Our Father, here we are again, in your presence and in your sight. Father, we just thank you for your darling son, Jesus. We thank you for blessing us to be here tonight. We thank you for blessing the prayer line. God, you are great. There is no one like you. Lord, we praise you for who you are. Father, keep us in your care. And victory belongs to Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. I won't be with y'all tonight. See y'all next Sunday, okay?
All right.
It's Auntie Betty.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. All righty. Let's proceed on with our program, guys. I am getting a lot of feedback in the background, Scott, so if you can mute your phones, please do so. Righty. We're going to have our first worship song. The title is Have My Heart. It's by the group called Maverick City, featuring Chandler Moore and Chris Brown. My dreams, we can have them forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. All righty. That's the opportunity for everyone to share a word or some good news. Just want to say we know how much God loves us, right? Amen.
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 And we can put our trust in His love. God is love. And all who live in
Amen.
Love live in love, and God lives in them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's begin our round table. If you don't have anything to share, just say pass when I call your name. Let's start out with Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'm coming from Second Chronicles. I'm sorry, the 7th chapter, start at verse 11. Then Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house. He prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayers and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. I'd like to read that verse one more time. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you for that reading out of Second Chronicles, Sister Shirley. Next, I have Auntie Dodd.
Yes, I'm reading Psalm 121. I will lift my eyes into the hill. From here come my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer their foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. And the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve their going out and their coming in from this time forth and forever, evermore. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of Psalms 121, Auntie Dot. Alrighty. Next we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, reading from the book of Proverbs 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, whom wisdom and instruction to perceive the word understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity, to give stability to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discern. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and interpret it, the word of the wise and their dark fans. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of their father, and forsake not their father and their mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chain around thy neck. My son, if sinner entice thee, consult thou not. If any say, come with me, and let's lay and wait for blood, let the lark private from the innocent without. Let us swallow up alive as the grave and whole as though that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall find our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot against us. Let us have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way of them. Refrain from foot from thy path, for their feet run unto evil and make it haste to shed blood. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
For that reading, Auntie Carrie, what book did you come out of? I'm sorry.
Proverbs 1.
Proverbs. Okay, thank you. All righty. Next we have Loretta.
Yes, I am coming out of Mark 11:22. Excuse me. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Amen.
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 And thank you for that reading, Loretta, out of Mark 11:22. Next we have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of John, first chapter. Said the Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and that Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things was made. Without him, nothing was made that he had been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shined in the darkness, but the darkness had not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light was given light to every man was coming unto the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of a natural descent, not a human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one, the only one, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace, he have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one had ever seen God, but God, the one, the only, who is at the Father's side, have made him known." Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for reading out.
Amen. All righty. Next we have Hubert. I'll be coming out. Psalm 18. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangle me. The turns of destruction overwhelm me. The cords of the grave crawl around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I call to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundation of the mountain shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heaven and came down. Dark cloud was under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his clarity around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Huber, for that reading out of Psalms 18. Next, we have Daniel. Do you have any good news to share, Daniel?
Yeah, I just want to say hello to everybody. God bless everybody. I'm doing what I do normally. Listen.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Daniel. Good evening. Alrighty. I will go next, but it's going to be very short because I can't find what I wanted to read. But I am coming out of James 3. And focusing on taming the tongue.
Amen.
When we're speaking, we should use our speech to build people up rather than tearing them down. As we know, the power of life or death is in the power of our tongue. Know the power of our tongue and practice self-control. And the way to control that is through the Holy Spirit. It helps us achieve the taming of our tongue. Amen.
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 Amen. That concludes our first round. As we move into our next sick and shut in prayer, before we do that, I just want to make sure, do we have any new family, friends, members that we want to add to our special prayer list today? Do we have anyone that we want to remove from the list? Any testimonies? We moved you last week. All righty. Thank you. So let's pray, guys. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, we want to take this moment to pray for all sick and shut-in family and friends with a special prayer for the following: Auntie Wileen, Auntie Dot, Kamarian, and Joseph. Dear Lord, you are the just judge, holy and true. You are the most high God. You give us life. You hold all power in your hands, Lord. Father, your love is as wide as the oceans, as deep as the sea, and as tall as the heavens. May your spirit rise like a mighty wave and come and restore those who are ill. You are the water of life, Lord. You are a fresh spring. You are healing rain to all those who are in need. Come, Lord. You are the miracle worker for the sick. In your spirit, your gift of healing is alive. In you, Lord, we can put our trust that you can heal us and protect us from the enemy. Lord, thank you for loving us and sending your son, Jesus Christ, to save us. You, Lord, are full of mercy and grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. All righty. All righty, let's acknowledge birthdays. This is for the week of August the 23rd through August the 29th. The first birthday that I have is our very own Miss Loretta on August the 24th. Happy birthday, Loretta.
Thank you.
Okay, and Auntie Alice is also celebrating her birthday on that same day, so happy birthday to her. I have Uncle Willie, Williams on August the 25th. So I guess that's why Aunt Bear had to leave us, maybe.
Maybe.
Happy birthday to Akamumi. And then next we have on August the 26th, I have Nika Jackson. Are there any other birthdays that I omitted that we need to add to our list?
Amen.
Amen.
All righty
then. Well, Auntie Dot, will you do us the honor and sing happy birthday song?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Happy birthday, Lorella.
Amen. Oh, thank you,
Amen. All righty, well, let's move on to our second round. And this is an opportunity for each person to share a testimony, a poem, or song. And if you don't have anything for this week, please say pass when your name is called. Let's start off with Mom.
Pass.
All righty. Hubert.
Pass.
Okay. Sister Shirley?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Dot?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Carrie?
I pass.
All right, again. And Daniel? Daniel, do you have anything else to say?
I love everyone and good night. I pray.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Daniel. And next, Loretta.
I have to follow everyone else. I pass.
I guess that was unanimous, and everybody passed this evening. All righty. Well, I guess everybody want to get to that next song, so we're going to go ahead and move right on to that. But before I do that, I need to assign parts for next week. We are done with Joshua, so we're moving into Judges. So looks like I've already got a volunteer for Judges. Now, Mom's going to read Judge 1. Do I have any volunteers for the opening prayer? Any volunteers for the opening prayer?
I do it.
Is it Auntie Carrie?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. And how about the closing prayer? Any volunteers for the closing prayer?
Oh.
Okay, Hubert. Here with volunteers for that. All righty. Thank you, full house of volunteers. We appreciate it and also appreciate the ones that volunteered tonight. Hubert for reading Joshua and Auntie Betty for the opening prayer, and then we will have Sister Shirley come to us with the closing prayer. So I'm going to go ahead and play the song and then we'll have Sister Shirley do a closing prayer. Okay.
Amen.
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 The song that I have is actually backed by request. It's The Master Calling by Deborah Whining. You did.
Ooh.
Come to the conclusion of our program. We would like to thank everyone for attending and sharing. We appreciate and love each one of you. You could have chosen to do something else on this beautiful Sunday, but you chose to gather with us and bless us, unite with us in the presence of the Lord. In closing, we can thank God for the way that He has been with us during this time. And we ask you to continue to inspire and protect us as we leave. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
But Sister Shirley need to do the closing prayer.
Shirley, I forgot to get you in there and do the prayer.
It's all right.
Heavenly Father, once more and again, you have blessed us to witness another Sunday evening conference time. Lord, we thank you for what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, and our hearts have felt. Father God,
Amen.
We ask that your word continue to strengthen us this week. Let it empower us to study your word more and to do
yes.
your will. Lord,
yes, Lord,
if it is your will, let us assemble again next week, ready to share your word. We ask these prayers and blessings in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone have a safe and blessed week. And if you want to stay and listen to Deborah again, you are welcome to do so.
Love you all.
Love you all.
Have a good week.
And while you still can hear, listen while you still can hear the Master's call, the Master's call. Bow down while you you
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Love you all.
Right now, and
good night.
Yeah.